Coming up, we'll be talking about VA loans. Hey everyone, Sean Falk with Moving to Orlando, your experts in helping you move to the Orlando area and live your Disney dream. So as I said, today we are going to get talking about VA loans specifically and what you can do with them in this really crazy market that we're in right now. It is a tough time to be a VA holder, but it's a great thing that you did. And you know, going in the military, we super appreciate it. So we do want to talk about like what are the best tips and strategies to actually be able to get a home at this point. But before we get started, I want to introduce you to everyone else that's going to say some stuff about this. First, we have Danielle George.
Hello, everyone.
And Ruben Colon.
Hi there.
They are both realtors with Moving to Orlando, and you can request both of them or either of them if you'd like. You can use our contact form, which is you can either email admin@movingtoorlando.com or go to movingtoorlando.com and fill out the contact form and request someone or whatever. We look forward to it. And then in the back, we have Mr. Craig Williams.
Oh, hey.
So and he's not a realtor, so he cannot help you with this. So when it comes to the VA, I'm going to be honest. It's tough right now. So it's been tough for a while. The last time I was able to get someone successfully under contract on a resale home with a VA loan was in 2020. And it is now the early part of 2022. So it has been a solid year and a half since I've been able to get a resale under contract with VA. And maybe I'm not very good. I don't know. But like that, I have tried and it is very, very difficult. What is happening right now is essentially every single home is, for the most part, is getting multiple offers on it. They're getting cash offers. They're getting conventional loan offers. They're getting just anything you can get at this point. So VA is very tough for a seller to accept. A VA loan, whenever you do go to submit, if you've not used one or if you just don't know much about the process, the VA themselves it essentially also needs to approve of what's going on with your inspection. And it makes it very unnerving for the seller because they have, here's a cash buyer. And then here's somebody that like the VA can pop in and say, no, we won't let you buy that house, or no, you have to do these fixes. And also there are some costs on the seller for going with the VA option. They have to pay some money, on that. So, it's a little tough for you. So what have y'all's experiences been thus far with VA?
So I have actually had one resale go VA loan, and it was because we used Zillow as the seller. So it was essentially we had been trying for about 2 months doing everything. I mean, we were also doing cash above appraised value, things like that, which not very smiled upon with a VA, but it took a solid 2 months of us putting in offers on many different places, losing out, and finally Zillow was like, hey, that's fine if it's a VA. We're fine with a 45-day close, which is typical with VA loans. So that was my only one I had got under contract. Something else with the VA had another one that would went the new build route. So much easier that way, and it was a smooth process.
Cool. Ruben, like resale VA.
Yeah. So I've actually had a kind of a few of them last year. The most recent one was probably back in October that went resale. They purchased over in the Lake Alfred area. So we're not saying it's like impossible for you to get a resale as a VA. It's definitely a little bit more difficult. But as Sean just pointed out, like one of the biggest things that a lot of sellers kind of sway off of when it comes to VA is the fact that the VA is very strict about the inspection. You know, if there's cracks in the, stucco, if there's the driveway doesn't seem right, or if the roof is old or stuff like that, the VA will not approve it, and they will force the seller to fix it in order to move forward with the purchase agreement. Now, there are ways where you can kind of avoid that. For example, if you decide you want to go resale, here's what you need to kind of pretty much know if you're going to go the VA route. One, you have to go for newer resales. because if you go for those older homes, they're going to be very strict about the age of the roof, the condition of the stucco, the condition of the drywall, every little thing, they're going to be very strict about it. You know, and it's, if you go for a newer home, it's a lot likely, it's more likely that the VA is not going to be strict about a newer home because, well, the home is new. So there's not really much to complain about.
And so like when we talk about the VA in general, just in case some people don't know how their VA loan works, and a lot of people who were in the military and used a VA loan bought, you know, years ago, and it's been a while since you've used it. So there was a change in 2020 where before 2020, you were only able to use 25% of whatever the county's valuation is. So currently in 2022, I think it's like $647,500 is like the highest value that the county itself, or like that you would be able to buy using a VA loan, because they'll guarantee to the lenders 25% of that. So whenever you go to get your loan and you're like, hey, I'm using VA, and they'll reach that cap because that's all the VA will back up, because you can do 100% of the loan. Like you can take, you don't have to pay any money at that point. So if you want to not pay any money, you have to be under that threshold, because essentially the 20%, in this case 25% down, is theoretically being given by the VA because they're backing up and supporting the fact that it's, that it exists. So that's really the problem we get. So at post 2020, if you have never used your VA loan entitlements, or if you have sold the homes and you have all your entitlements back, there is no cap anymore on the primary residence. If you can get approved for $1 million house, a $10 million house, whatever, you can go for that. Now, you will have to bring some cash to the table to make up differences if the lender won't lend to it, because they may say, hey, no, we can't back that up. So you would need some cash to go ahead and close that if you need to. But as long as you have your total entitlement back, which is your like 25% of whatever the value is, like you have to look more into it, it's tier one and there's a second tier as well. As long as you have all of your entitlement as a VA holder, you can, there's no cap anymore. And you actually can get a second home technically. So you don't have to only have one home. That was always a problem with the VA, was that you can only have one home and it could be a primary residence. Now, if you pay it off, you don't have to do that anymore. So since 2020, that rule's changed. So if you're somebody who is maybe older and was like, oh, I didn't, you know, I could use my VA loan again, that's a possibility for you. So, and the interest rates are usually pretty good. They're great everywhere right now, but VA interest rates are very good on that front. And of course, you do have a funding fee, but you can roll that into your loan if you need to. So you can literally go $0 down, and it is still possible to do that. And the best way is with a new build. Like, that really is the thing we want to stress, is doing new build is kind of the way to go here with VA right now. And I'm not saying it's the absolute only way, but you are getting a new house and it's a really great way to do it. Because it also has to meet the VA appraiser. Like the VA itself will send a VA appraiser, and it has to meet their appraisal, or the VA is going to just kind of drop it off the map. So Danny, you mentioned that you had one of your people did go new build for the VA. So how much smoother was that process for you?
So we had been going with that that family for about 3 months. Every single day we were putting in offers, and unfortunately, you know, we didn't want to put too much down. I think we only put 1,000. So it was really nice when we went to the new builds, because we sat down and just kind of ran through everything with them. Their preferred lenders usually will work with a VA and give the competitive interest rates, because I think that's always a scary thing when you go to a different lender, especially with new builds. You want to make sure their rates are going to be competitive. It was very simple. We walked in and we went through the model. It was a Madame E home. Mm-hmm. We went through the home and they loved it. We sat down and we were like, hey, we don't want any competition. We've been fighting people left and right for this VA loan, and will you work with us? And they said, no problem at all. And they did the pre-qualification that night, and we were under contract, I believe, the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just such a seamless process, and it was when I had first started, so I didn't know exactly the struggles that it would be going resale, but now I'm always pushing new build for VA loans. It's just so much easier.
Mm-hmm. And Ruben, you have you do a lot with new builds. Mm-hmm. So, has your experience kind of been the same boat?
Yeah. One of my first VA clients actually purchased new build. It was actually with Hanover Family Builders. To kind of echo what they said, when it comes to using a VA loan, one of the biggest things for resales is that you're putting 0% down, and it's a competitive market. You know, you can't really get a house without going above appraised value. Unfortunately, that's just kind of how it is. And most people that are using VA loan can't, unfortunately, do that. So the great thing about going the new build route is that, you know, you get to do, first of all, you get to do less down than you would have to do for a conventional loan, for example, with a new build. You do have to put some down. Think of it as kind of like an escrow deposit, because it will go towards your closing costs whenever you close on the home. But so usually most builders, it ranges anywhere, but Hanover, I know, was, I believe, 2% or 3%. Of the purchase price. I know some builders might require 5%. I think that's the most I've ever seen a builder require for a VA loan. Some can be as low as 2% though. So it's less money to get to put down. It's less stress because, again, it's a newer home. They have preferred lenders that work specifically with VA, FHA, all these different kind of loan types. They know what they're doing. It's the same, and the appraisers know what they're doing. So it's so much easier to go new build with a VA and for that matter FHA as well. So much easier just to go new build, just because you don't have to worry about the stress about the inspections. You don't have to worry about the stress of not being able to pay above appraised value, because when it comes to new builds, it's just, honestly, it's complication free for those buyers.
Yeah, as you say it, I was remembering, I watch like other YouTube videos and stuff about home purchasing and lending and all this kind of stuff. And then I'm a licensed mortgage loan originator as well. So I don't actively use it, but I do know a lot with the lending side of things through going to school for that and getting my license. But so I'll see these other videos and they're always like, let's break down your cost per month. If you put 5% down on your house, and I'm like, immediately that's where I stop, because I'm like, I mean, I still watch, but in my head, I'm like, okay, I've dissociated now, because I'm like, you're not going to be able to put 5% down. Like, who at this point can get a conventional loan and put 5% down? Every single one of my people, if I'm working with a buyer and I go to submit and we put anything less than 20%, I just had somebody that was like doing 10%. They literally did 10% because they went $75,000 over the asking price, knowing it's not going to appraise, because that's how we ended up. And with that, we also had to send the seller bank statements showing, hey, we didn't go 20% because they need to have cash on hand to make up this appraisal difference for when we get there. So they're doing 10% down, but they're not doing 20% because they're leaving this cash. And I think sometimes like sellers themselves are not informed in knowing that it doesn't matter. Okay, if they're putting 0% down versus 50% down, it doesn't affect you at all. Like, it doesn't change anything. Once you close, seller, you still get your money. Like, you get the money the same way, but people get like, oh, they're not putting 20% down, or they're putting they're trying to do 3%. And so that's a mess. And we probably won't do a whole show on it, but FHA, as Ruben mentioned, that is even more difficult than VA, because at least with the FHA loans, you're in an FHA loan because you have to be in an FHA loan. Usually it's because you didn't get approved for a conventional loan. Whereas with the VA, there are a lot of people who have the money to bring cash to the table. They could do 20% down, but they just don't want to, which is their right to do because they went and served in the military. So like that was part of the program, and that was what you signed up for. And that was one of the things promised to you. And it just sucks because it does. Like, the VA is holding up its end of the deal, but because they make it so difficult, it makes the VA and the service that individuals did who get a VA loan like less valuable. And I think that's the part that's a tough pill to swallow. Even on my end, I'm not even in the military. I'm like, okay, if I had served 4 years, like, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. And like, my dad is in the army, or was in the army. He retired. My brother's in the army. So like, I'm coming from an army background family. So it's disappointing to kind of see this is how like VAs are treated, when it comes to their, purchase power. And I understand, don't get me wrong, I completely understand it from the seller's point of view. They want what's going to be easiest and most convenient and most 100% guaranteed closing that they could possibly ask for. So it's unfortunate, but that's why we're doing the show, is to show you that there are other options to kind of explore. If you look at like new builds, say you can't pay above appraised value and you have to do 0% down. Then you can explore the new build route where you can kind of avoid doing that. And again, it's definitely, to me, for VA, FHA specifically, as long as, you know, it meets all the zoning regulations. But that would 100% be the route to go for, in my opinion.
Yeah, and I just wanted to echo kind of what everyone was saying about the benefits of the VA loans. Not having to pay PMI on it, closing costs are reduced, things like that. And I think I was going to ask you, Ruben, when you closed on your VA new build, were the closing costs a little bit less that you noticed? Because I know they can be high.
It depends on how you look at it. Because remember, they do have a financing. I forgot the term for it. It's a, you mentioned it earlier, it was an additional fee that they have to pay in order to use the VA loan. And that can be wrapped up in your financing, or it can be paid outright, like as part of your closing costs. Yeah, okay. Things like it's a funding fee. So it's, depending on how you look at it, yeah, it could be cheaper.
Okay.
But a lot of times the average of VAs tend to be a little bit more in closing costs because of that funding fee. So it just depends on the way you look at it.
Okay.
Which, that's my thing. I would roll, because that's with like PMI, when we get into that, and for people who don't know, that's a form of mortgage insurance. If you were doing conventional loan and you weren't paying 20%, essentially the bank is like, we want to make sure that you know, if we had to foreclose on the house and take it, there's enough cushion in there that if we, you know, we could take a 20% loss, but we've already been paid that money. So you would pay a little bit in addition to make sure they can get their gap covered. With the VA there, you don't have to pay PMI. And I actually would go that route. I would, if I were VA, I would take out 100% loan. You can't, and that is something I see on other videos sometimes, where they're like, hey, if you do that for the life of the loan, you'll save 10 grand or 11 grand kind of thing when they figure up the numbers. But when you figure up the numbers that way, say you're saying, oh, if I put some money down now, I'll save $10,000 over the life of the loan. You're talking about 30 years over the life of the loan. In 30 years, $10,000 is not going to be worth what $10,000 is worth now. It's, I mean, 30 years ago was 1992. You could buy a lot more things with $10,000 than you can buy now with $10,000. So literally now is when your loan would be getting paid off. So if you're being given $10,000 now, I'd rather have $10,000 in 1992. Yeah. So there's no point in you putting the money down if you don't have to, because,
right.
Okay, cool. Like 10 grand in 30 years. That's what, 2052. I can't, it's not gonna be worth anything. And so
with that same kind of logic though, at the same time, like the average person will actually like resell their home and purchase a new home within the next 5-6 years. So, you know, ideally with that kind of logic, okay, yeah, that saves you $10,000, you know, throughout the life of the loan, 30 years. Let's be real. Are you actually going to have that house for 30 years? True, you know, VA, you know, you might be into that retirement state. But, you know, a lot of people resell their house after 5 to 6 years, and then you won't get that, you know, $10,000 worth from the 30-year loan.
Mm-hmm.
So, absolutely.
Yeah, particularly if you're active military. I mean, if you're somebody who's still active military, you're still moving around. You know, you're getting moved quite a bit. So you may not. And even in that case, you may be better off at that time not taking a VA loan, and you may be able to take a conventional loan with an ARM, because you'll get an ARM is like an adjusted rate mortgage or whatever. Right? Adjusted rate mortgage. You will be able to essentially pay less interest up front. And then after either 3, 5, 7 years, whatever your ARM is, the rate will jump up as like, we're giving you this. But if you're only buying a house and you know you're only going to live somewhere temporarily because you are in the military and we'll have to move or jump around, that may end up being a really good option for you because you won't hold it long enough anyway, and you can just have a cheaper interest rate because of it. So, but you can't do that if you are not going with the VA loan that you have. So if you want to be like, hey, we'll save up and not use our entitlement, that may work. But long story short, go with a new build. So like that's essentially what we're trying to do here and say is it is so hard. It's really unfortunate. Everyone knows at this point it sucks. Like people gave a lot of risk their life and all these things in the military and gave up years of their time to, you know, serve their country, all this kind of stuff. And this is the position that we're in at this point with the VA. But there is this option. And new builds are great. It's a brand new house. You don't have to worry about the roof and the AC and all these kinds of things. I know one of the bigger drawbacks sometimes we get with it is people are like, well, I want a lot of land and you can't really get a lot of land if you're doing the new build for the most part. So that can be really tough. But, there are options out there. And that option is new build. So I would go with that. But that'll do it for us here. So if you are interested in moving to the Central Florida area and you have a VA loan, we definitely can work with you and help you get into a new build. You can contact us at movingtoorlando.com and fill out the contact us form, or you can directly message to Danielle, Danielle, I lost it for some reason, Danielle at movingtoorlando.com, or Ruben, Ruben, at movingtoorlando.com, and we can be glad to help you. We also have a phone number that I don't know, so Danielle will have to get that number.
Yeah, U.S. toll-free is 855-650-6683, and then outside of the United States, it is 407-584-3429.